Jessica Jeffries is showing us her upper floor apartment of this two-story house in Detroit.
Maybe in like the next week or so, we should be up here because I got my paint.
As we're looking at it right now, the walls have splotches of white paint here and there. The steps we climbed up are newly tiled. There are new doors and door jams, and there are new windows. These were funded in part by grants to help prevent lead poisoning. It would be impossibly expensive to get all the lead out of an old house. Decades of painted walls and windowsills are coated with lead paint. Paul Kelly is with ClearCore. It's a nonprofit organization that is part of the lead abatement effort in Michigan. He says the way you stop lead exposure is to seal it up.
At the walls, like these walls here, they're really stable and are in good condition. They may be full of lead, but it's only a hazard if it's chipping or peeling.
The white splotches on the walls seal up places where there was cracking in the paint surface. The windows were replaced because the up-and-down friction stirs up lead dust. Lead is heavy, so it ends up on the floor, where little kids spend a lot of time. Lead tastes sweet, so a toy with lead dust or a little chip of lead paint tastes almost like candy to a toddler. Paint on the outside of the house deteriorates faster than inside. Years of chipping, then scraping the paint for repainting, and so on means there's a lot of lead in the soil near the house. That will be covered up with wood chips or mulch. Even with that done, Jessica Jeffries says she's not going to let her little girl play in the dirt outside. With good reason. She got the scare of her life when she found out her 3-year-old girl was lead poisoned.
I was scared out of my mind. I never heard anything like it. It was new to me, so yeah, I was really terrified.
Her little girl had a lead level in her blood that was 11 times higher than the Centers for Disease Control currently considers the threshold level.
I was really scared, especially when they told me what can happen. You know, she could have been brain damaged, she could have died, anything. Even now, she has to be monitored because these signs can come up later in her life.
Some aspects of lead poisoning can be irreversible. A lot of parents of kids who've been lead poisoned are like Jessica Jeffries. They just didn't know anything was wrong.
The symptoms of lead poisoning can be difficult to see, and that's what makes testing lead through blood tests so critically important and to have it be done on a routine basis for kids.
Dr. Matthew Davis is a professor of pediatrics and internal medicine at the University of Michigan. He's also the chief medical executive within the Michigan Department of Community Health. He says over 10 years ago, more than 30% of kids who were tested for lead in Michigan exceeded the current threshold used by the Centers for Disease Control. Today, less than 5% test above the threshold. But in recent years, the number of kids getting tested for lead poisoning has declined. And even at the peak of testing, the vast majority of kids in Michigan were not tested. Davis says they're working on that. He also says the state government is doing more about lead abatement in houses.
Just last year, the state legislature contributed more money towards the efforts for lead abatement. That is a critical step forward in terms of trying to do more in Michigan to try to protect children from the hazards of lead poisoning.
But that increased funding level means out of the tens of thousands of older homes in the state that are poisoning kids every day, only 160 will be fixed each year.
If we're serious about really reducing lead poisoning and lead exposure for kids to zero in the state, we have to contribute substantially more to the effort of what's called lead abatement, which is getting the lead and lead paint out of those houses.
Davis says the return on each dollar used on lead abatement is massive, and here's why. Lead poisoning can diminish IQ. That means kids won't meet their full potential in school or in the workforce, meaning lower incomes. Lead poisoning is associated with kids being more inattentive, hyperactive, disorganized, and having problems following directions. Lead poisoning is associated with behavioral problems, including bullying, fighting, vandalism, setting fires, and theft. In fact, studies over the last few years found inmates with the highest lead level exposure in childhood were among those who committed the most violent crimes. Researchers are now theorizing the big drop in crime rates around the nation in the last couple of decades could be attributed in part to the phase-out of leaded gasoline, which was then the highest contributing factor to lead poisoning in children. If lead exposure to children is reduced to zero, schools might have fewer discipline problems, fewer students in more expensive special ed, fewer days missed, and more than likely, less crime, fewer people in prison. In the end, the researchers say each dollar spent on lead abatement could mean anywhere between $17 to $50 in taxes saved.
There are very few public health interventions that offer that great combination of short-term benefits that are measurable as well as long-term gains.
Landlords in Detroit say the work is too expensive and they'd never get their money back. It can cost anywhere from a couple of $1,000s to $15,000, depending on the number of windows in the rental unit. But the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office has been going after landlords who knowingly rent lead-contaminated units. And it's not just the family living in the unit right now. It's every family that will live there. And there are a lot of apartments and houses where there is still lead paint.
94% of the houses in Detroit were built before the late 70s. And we presume that all those houses have lead.
Mary Sue Schottenfels is the executive director at the nonprofit ClearCorps, which administers some of the lead abatement grants. She says federal and state funding, even at its highest, has never been enough to tackle the problem in the way it should be.
The massive amount of funding we would need has never been on the table, and certainly now is not on the table, because people do not think this is a serious issue.
And at the rate the state of Michigan is dealing with this toxin, we're going to continue to poison many more generations of our poorest children in their own homes. With State of Opportunity, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.